We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.
And thank you for joining this week's podcast with the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. In this powerful message, the Archbishop empowers believers with the biblical tools for overcoming the fear of shame. In this teaching, the Archbishop unveils one of the enemy's greatest weapons against believers, shame. You will be equipped to silence the shame of the accuser, declare the word daily, reject false identities, and train for spiritual strength and greater victories. Know today that this is God's word of empowerment for you. Be inspired as you listen.
Today we want to deal with the fear of shame, which is one very deadly weapon the enemy uses against every human being. He tried it on Jesus, but Jesus overcame. And if Jesus overcame, then you and I will also overcome, and we are overcomers in Him. The Bible said, in Him we are complete. We are complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. If you believe that is a good place to put your hands together and say amen. Your clapping is very, very weak, low energy, and suspicious. The first time we heard about shame or fear was in the Garden of Eden, in the beginning, the book of the beginning, Genesis. Now, Jesus dealt with shame. It was something he had to deal with as the master. He dealt with it. And as long as you and I live, everybody will deal with some kind or type of shame. Or guilt. Something you have to understand where it came from, how it works, and realize that only the blood of Jesus can silence the voice of shame. The blood overrides shame. Say, by the blood of Jesus, I silence the voice of shame, and I override the voice of shame. Put your hands together and say, I silence and override the voice of shame. Amen. One of the things you must know is this. Sowing and reaping does not need your address or your telephone number. It will find you. You reap what you sow. So let me say this to all our adversaries and our accusers out there. Make no mistake. You will never go unpunished. You will not die till you reap the evil you have sown. And it passes on not just to you, but to your children's children's children. It passes on to your bloodline. So if you have children, if you have grandchildren, and as long as you live, whenever you decide to take sides, whenever you decide to become an instrument, a tool, a vessel in the hands of the accuser to destroy anybody, make no mistake and remember that the law of sowing and reaping does not need your address or your telephone number. When the time comes, you see, when the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, he shall, say shall, shall. Shall means without fail, you will reap. And when the time to reap comes, the law of sowing and reaping will find the address you live in. It will find your geographical location. It will find your telephone number and dial it. And it will deliver the parcel of the reward of the evil you did to others. For allowing yourself to be used by the enemy to hurt anybody, it will not go unpunished. So please, before you take action, and before you think you can hurt anyone, or before you think you know something that can hurt anybody, remember that you reap more than you sow. When you do 10% damage to somebody, 100% damage or 1,000% damage will be done to you and to what you love. So tell somebody, careful. The Bible said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I will rise again. Rejoice not over me. When I fall, I will rise again, said the prophet. And he said, when I sit in darkness, when it looks like I can't see my way through, make no mistake, the Lord is a light unto me. The Lord is my light, or the Lord shall be a light unto me. The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? My God, put your hands together, somebody, and say yes. We want to look at the root of the fear of shame. It's something that everybody deals with, and Jesus dealt with it. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, look at how Jesus dealt with shame. Looking unto
Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
So Jesus, our Lord, dealt with shame. But look at how he tackled it. The Bible said he despised it. Tell somebody, despise your shame. Despise it. Absolutely ignore it. Don't let it have grip, hold, or power over you. Despise shame. And set yourself on the good things that the future holds. Please remember that your past and your present does not define you. What defines you is what the scripture says about you and your future, not your past errors or mistakes, not what you did wrong today, but it is the word of God. It is what God has said that defines you, not the errors of yesterday or today. Put your hands together and say amen to that. The Bible said that eyes have not yet seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the hearts of men what God has planned for you. The things God has in stock, in mind for you, the things that the future holds for you, cannot be compared to the past or the present. And therefore, on authority of the scriptures, any abortive spirit on the loose from the first and second heavens to the earth realm and to the water bodies of the earth, in the womb of time that is assigned to abort your destiny, somebody say, I intercept it. An authority. Say, on authority of the scriptures and by the voice of the Lamb, I declare that that mischief and conspiracy in the womb of the enemy shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Put your hands together and pray that prayer. It shall not stand. Come on. Say it. It shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. Say, my destiny will not be aborted. My future will not be aborted. Let every human tools and vessels appointed, assigned, engaged, and deployed to sabotage my destiny be accursed. Let them be accursed. Lift up your right hand. Say, any human vessels and vehicles that have been engaged and deployed to sabotage my destiny and the possibilities of my future, say on authority of the scriptures, let them be accursed before God and man, before heaven and earth. Let them and their household forever be accursed and grounded in the blood of Jesus. Put your hands up, pray that prayer. Let them and their house and their children and loved ones be accursed forever and grounded in the blood of Jesus forever. Put your hands up, declare it. In the name of Jesus, let them forever be accursed and brought to ruin and grounded in the blood of Jesus forever. Now, come with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, and Genesis 3, 21.
And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked.
Two things. I was afraid. So understand, that was the first time fear appeared in the Bible. Secondly, the first time shame appeared in the Bible or was mentioned was the scripture here. Fear, nakedness, shame. They go together. But the enemy's ultimate plan for bewitching and deceiving man was to get man to the place of fear and shame, nakedness. But I declare on authority of the scriptures that I will not be ashamed. Say, I will not be ashamed. In all the days of my life, I will not be ashamed. Say, even after my departure, I will not be ashamed. If you believe it, put your hands together and say amen. Go ahead.
I heard my voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.
So that was the reason for the fear. The reason for the fear was the nakedness. The fear of shame. He said, I was afraid. I was afraid. Because I was naked. Go ahead.
Verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothed them.
The solution to the shame and the nakedness here was the blood of the lamb. God slew a lamb and covered them with the right covering. They chose leaves, and God said, that can cover you. The only thing that covers us is the blood. I'm gonna stay right under the blood. I'm gonna stay right under the blood. Blood. Yeah, I'm gonna stay right under the blood. Blood. Hallelujah. And the devil can't do me no harm. Sing it. No harm. No harm. Yeah. Believe it, put your hands together. Come on, somebody. We want to look at how to deal with shame. What the Bible has to say when it comes to the deadly weapon of shame. Again, like I said, make no mistakes. For those of you who have become weapons, instruments, human vessels, vehicles by the accuser, Satan himself, to accuse and to bring up people's past and the mistakes of God's people, the Bible said, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Whether he stands or fall, he stands and falls to his Lord. So shut your mouth. Tell somebody, shut your mouth. Say in the name of Jesus, let the mouth of my accusers be shut, and let their voices be discredited and forever silenced, and let their tongues cleave to the root of their mouth. Put your hands together and make that declaration. Let them be silenced. Let them forever be discredited and forever be accursed. They and their wives and their children and their husband and their household forever accursed before heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 4.
Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed.
You see, this is God speaking here. Look at God's response. He said, have no fear. Have no fear. For fear is a false evidence that appears to be real. Fear is a false evidence that appears to be real. And the Bible said, fear not. 365 times in the Bible talks about fear not. 365 times in the Bible, fear not. And 365 times, the Bible talks about new mercies. He says, new mercies I see every morning. And mercy means exemption from judgment. So every morning when you rise up and the enemy brings an accusation against you, please understand that you have the right to obtain the mercy of God. You have the right to obtain exemption from judgment. Say exemption. Say, I am exempted and I am acquitted in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and thank God for being exempted and acquitted. Say, I'm acquitted, acquitted, acquitted. Isaiah 54, verse 4.
Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed.
Say, I will not be ashamed. Say, I will never be ashamed. Boldly declare, say, I will not be ashamed. Go to two people, get up, tell them it is written, I will not be ashamed. It is written, I will not be ashamed. The word of God is true. And the word says, I will not be ashamed. If you believe me, boldly get down from your chair, go to two people and tell them, it is written, I will not be ashamed. Mention your name. I, Nicholas Duncan Williams, by the grace of God, upon the authority of the scriptures, I will never be put to shame. And if you believe it, put your hands together and say something. You can't be silent about what is written. Because being silent about what is written is a clear indication that you don't believe it. If you believe it, you will say something. 2 Corinthians 4:13. This is what you do when you believe something.
We having the same spirit of faith.
According as it is written,
I believe, and therefore have I spoken.
We
also believe, and therefore speak.
Do you believe that you will not be ashamed? Do you believe that you will never be put to shame? If you believe it, then open your mouth and say it. Come on, somebody. Say it. Say it. Say it like you believe it. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together and scream. Let's go ahead.
Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed.
Uh-huh.
Neither be thou confounded.
Yeah.
For thou shalt not be put to shame.
Say, I will never be put to shame. Say, any mischief and conspiracy in the womb of the enemy to sabotage, to bring shame to me in any shape or form, in the name of the Lord Jesus, say, I declare the opposite. Put your hands together and say, I declare the opposite. Come on. I declare the opposite. Let the opposite occur. By divine authority, let the opposite occur. The opposite. Come on. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead.
For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth.
He said you won't even remember the mistakes, the errors of your past or the now.
Mm-hmm. And shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore.
You won't reproach the embarrassment it brought to you. He said you won't remember. Let's go ahead. Isaiah 53 verse 1.
Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
There are two kinds of report in this world. God's report about you. The devil's report about you. Whose report will you believe? Fear is a wrong identity. Fear is an identity. It's an identity that is superimposed on an individual. Satan has defined you to be something that the word of God says you are not. And you have to deliberately oppose, violently resist, and curse any wrong identity. Say on authority of the scriptures, and by the voice of the blood of Jesus, I renounce any wrong identity that has been put on me by the enemy. Say, I renounce it. I renounce that identity called fear. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Let it be accursed. Put your hands together. Bind, renounce, curse that identity. I curse it. I curse that identity. You will not put on me any wrong identity. I am not who you define me to be. I am not who you say I am. I am not a product of my past or my present. I am the product of the blood. For I am the Redeemer of the Lord. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I overcome and overpower the enemy. Put your hands together. Pray that prayer. I curse any wrong identity. I intercept evil identity. I bind any identity of fear. I curse you. Be bound. Be accursed. Name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says, who are you going to believe? Whose report will you believe? Will you believe God's report of you? That you are complete in Him. Colossians 2:10. Who is the head of all principalities and powers? Will you believe Psalm 107 verse 2, that you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that you are the redeemed of the Lord? Or you will believe what the enemy is telling you, because this was God's response when man said the first time, I was afraid because of shame, nakedness. And God said, who sold that lie to you? Who sold that identity to you? And he said, who told you that thou was naked? Who brought your attention to what has always been there? God said, you've always been naked anyway. But my glory covered you all this time. So who is bringing it to your attention? Anyone bringing up your mistakes? Anyone bringing up your errors or your past or your present, whoever they are, let them be discredited and forever be silenced and accursed. Put your hands up, pray that prayer. Who told you? Who brought it to your attention? Who is revealing your past? Who told you that thou was naked? Let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. Let him forever be silenced and grounded in the blood of Jesus. Who told you that thou art naked? So this was God's response. He said, Adam, you've always been naked. From the day that thou was created, I created you. And you've always been naked. I never brought a charge against your nakedness. I never said anything about your nakedness. I covered your nakedness with my glory. And one of the things that brings nakedness and fear is sin. When one transgresses the law of God, When one sins or errs, it opens you up to the adversary. So whenever you decide to sin or to err, remember that it is not about forgiveness. It's the enemy seeking an occasion to open you up, to accuse you, and to bring you to shame. Whenever you face a temptation, always remember that you'll be forgiven. God forgives. When we confess to Him our sins, He forgives. He forgets. He doesn't hold it against us. But there is one that will always hold it against you and always bring it up as an accuser. And that is Satan. And he will use men and women. He will use friends and loved ones. He will use people from your past or your present to always bring up something against you in the prime of your life. But say, by the blood of Jesus, I declare that in the prime of my life, I will not be sabotaged. I will not be disadvantaged by my past or present. Put your hands together. Pray that prayer. In the prime of my life, I will not be sabotaged nor disadvantaged by any means. Let every human vessel and instrument appointed, engaged, deployed by the adversary to sabotage me at the prime of my life be accursed before heaven and earth. Accursed. They and their household, let them never go unpunished, and let there be no remedy for them and their house forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whose report will you believe? You are either going to believe what God says, what the word of God says, or you keep believing the adversary. And the adversary is a liar. He lied from the beginning. And that is how he got Adam and Eve. He lied. And they bought the lie. Tell somebody, don't buy his lies. Don't buy his lies. Romans chapter 10 verse 11.
For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
How many of you are believers here? How many of you believe on him? You are a believer. You believe in him? Then say, I declare. In the name of Jesus. As the scriptures has declared. That I will never be ashamed. I will never. Say never. Say never. Say never. In the name of Jesus. Say any voice that contradicts this scripture. Any voice. Any personality. Anyone that opposes this scripture. Let them disappear. They and their house. Forever from the face of the earth. Put your hands together. Pray that prayer. Forever. Let them and their house disappear from the face of the earth forever. Kadula kasalan, madu kasinda kusala, selita kawan salun, tivan kutun tisin, mahan sulun, kayanda kan, sawanda kutulu kasi, lekapalu talakasa, tetun kasi. As the scriptures says, whosoever believes in him shall not, without fail, shall, mandatory, shall not be ashamed. Amen. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded.
I will not be confounded.
Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
You see, you keep hearing one thing, shall, not will not, but shall not. Shall not means without fail. Shall not means mandatory. When the Bible says, I will build my church and the gates of hell, shall surely, Psalm 23 verse 6, surely, goodness and mercy will follow me. But what?
Shall follow me.
When? Sometimes and some days of. No. But what? All the days of my life, I obtain goodness and mercy. According as the scriptures have declared, goodness and mercy. He says, surely. It means without fail. Yeah. against all contradictions. Come on, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I'm talking to you. You better hear me. You have to be very deliberate about these scriptures. Because there is a voice out there that will keep whispering into your subconscious mind to convince you and to compel you to believe the opposite of what the scriptures are saying. But you got to be deliberate about enforcing the scriptures to silence any voice saying anything different from what the scripture says. Any voice and anyone bringing up your past or your present, bringing up anything against you, is the voice of that enemy. Is the voice of the adversary. And let that voice be discredited and forever silenced. Say discredited and forever silenced. Put your hands together and say discredited and forever silent. Hallelujah. If you as parents will compromise and allow your children to do what they want, it's just a matter of time. Make no mistakes. When the realities of life hit them, they will realize that they can't deal with what you dealt with. Because even you, with all your spirituality, your discipline, your commitment, look at the battles you fight and contend on their behalf on a daily basis. And you are not going to be able to do that forever. You must learn to teach them how to be warriors. I was telling one of my son-in-law the other day, I said, son, teach these grandchildren of mine to be warriors. Don't just give them education. They will need more than that. Because the things we are battling with, ladies and gentlemen, is more than intellectual capabilities. Today, people take pride in going to Oxford and Yale and Cambridge and the best of educational institution, Harvard. And they take pride in that. And sometimes I laugh. And I laugh because they think it is the ultimate. You are joking. The ultimate in life is spirituality. Because a day will come when the enemy knocks at your door and comes after your children. And the things you love, you will need more than Harvard. You will need more than Princeton. You will need the knowledge of the Word of God. And if you haven't implanted that in your children, then you haven't taught them spirituality, and you just leave them to do what is convenient, a day will come. Kadula kasala, mahan sulan kifulu kasilaka. And you realize that you made a big mistake and error in life, and the mistake and the error you committed was this, that you didn't train your children to become warriors. If there's anything I thank God for, that the misrepresentations in life and the different adversities of life has taught me to become is a warrior. And I thank God for that. I thank God that the misrepresentations I've dealt with and I deal with every day of my life. Misrepresentation, being misrepresented by haters, by people who are jealous and envious of you, who want to do everything to undermine you. I thank them. I thank them because they've helped me to become a warrior. They've helped me to become a fighter. They've taught me how to fight and how to prevail. Dulaki Salah. Mahan Kasun Kidei to Kalia. Wasalan kusin kipandu kahasalan wahasilin kuhasili amasala. Lift up your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. Somebody pray. Open your mouth. Pray strong in tongues. Don't pray any nice tongues here. Serious tongues. Open fire on the enemy. I thank them who have opposed me over the years. Those who misrepresent and spread lies of me over the years. Thank you. Thank you. Because you've made a warrior out of me. You provoked me to learn how to pray. You provoked me to learn how to pronounce curses on you and on your children and your house. So thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't regret at all, because the adversities, the misrepresentations have taught me how to be a warrior. And if there's any legacy, any father and mother hearing the sound of my voice across the nations of the world, if you love your children and your grandchildren, the greatest legacy you can leave for them is not $1 trillion. And it's not the education of Yale or Oxford or Harvard or Oxford or Cambridge. Hear me out. All that is great, but they are secondary. What is the ultimate of all things is to teach them how to become warriors. Because that is what we require. Spiritual warriors. Leiki tu kasin. Mehalaka sum. Kapan salun. Ileyatum kasin. Kalahada wahasala. Yesterday at a particular time, after I finished telling, I was in my room and an evil presence came into my room. And it was all around my bed. And I said, make no mistake, I'm not ignorant of you. I know who you are. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you have no rights. And I said, any grounds and anything that gave you access to come into this environment and within my walls on the account of the blood of Jesus is hereby repealed. It's repealed with immediate effect. And with immediate effect, you are dismissed. Dismissed from this environment, dismissed from this place, and I call upon the judgment and the consuming fire of God upon your head. And now I invoke the warring angels. Let them come forth now. In more than a minute, it disappeared. And I was lying there, and I said to myself, you think Oxford, Cambridge, Princeton, Harvard, as much as I have respect for what they do, can give you that kind of insight? No, you can't. They'll be lying there, and the demon will overwhelm them. And it came for an assignment because he didn't want me to preach what I'm preaching this morning. I know exactly what he was doing. He didn't want me. So he came with an assignment to sabotage today's message. And I said, no, it's not happening. And if there's anything people who have fought me over the years have done to me and has helped me that they don't know, is that they've helped me to become a warrior. They've taught me how to fight against all odds, against all contradiction. So if you are a hater and an adversary of me, thank you. Thank you. Because you've taught me how to pronounce and invoke and superimpose curses over you and all that you stand for. Thank you, because you've taught me how to be a warrior. Hey, 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 hey. You've taught me how to fight. So thank you. Because if you never fought me, if you never came against me, I would have been a very, very nice preacher. A letter preacher. I'd have been very nice. But fighting me, opposing me, hating me, being jealous and envious of me, throwing things at me, misrepresenting me, and all that you do, knowingly and unknowingly, has made a better person out of me. Yes, sir. Come on, somebody, put your hands together. Has made a better person out of me. I'm better today than I was yesterday. I have learned how to fight. The Bible said, fight the good fight of faith. There's only one fight the Bible authorizes us to fight, and that is the good fight of faith. And Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith, not the bad fight, the good fight. Because we are fighting from a place of victory and from the place of strength. We are enforcing what is written. We are the law enforcement agents of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? That is who we are. And it is the adversities of life the pain and the afflictions that the enemy will seek to bring upon you, that will cause you to be a warrior or a failure. You have a choice. I choose to be a warrior. And I'll keep the fight of faith till the day I'm done. Make no mistakes, and I'm not done at all. If you think I'm done, you are joking. I'll outlive you. When you are long gone, I'll still be here. Salaka masala. Amen. Isaiah 61 verse 7. NLT. Isaiah 61 verse 7.
Instead
NLT.
Of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor.
God said, instead of the shame they have cooked and devised against you, the opposite will occur. For the shame they've cooked, programmed, projected, and they have planned in advance or programmed in advance where you are concerned, say in the name of Jesus, any shame, any funeral, and any obituary, anyone anywhere has pre-planned and pre-arranged for me and my house and for this house and for my nation. Say, on authority of the scriptures, I command the opposite. Put your hands together. Command the opposite. I command the opposite. Let the opposite occur. You will not pre-plan any negative event or funeral or obituary for me and my house or for this house. Any pre-arranged plan of obituary, of a funeral event in the womb of time where me and my house or this house is concerned, let the opposite occur. Come on, put your hands together. Declare on authority, let the opposite occur. Tulakasi. Kamanda kusa linda masala. Kedulusa lahatan. Kafan kasun. Wahan kusun dikan. Elei tukun sapaya. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Let's finish this scripture.
Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor.
He said, instead of shame and dishonor, embarrassment, you will enjoy. Are you hearing me?
A double share of honor.
A double share of honor. Double, not one. Double honor. Say, double honor. Say, that is my portion and my lot in the land of the living.
In the land of the living.
Yeah.
You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land.
Uh-huh.
And everlasting joy will be yours.
Everlasting joy. Come on, somebody. If you believe that, put your hands together and say amen. Double share of prosperity in your land. Not in a foreign land, but in your land. And anything that opposes this scripture and the manifestation of this scripture in your life, on authority of the scriptures, let it be totally, absolutely annihilated and eliminated. Put your hands up. Pray that prayer. Anything, anyone that opposes the manifestation of this scripture in my life and in my lifetime, in my land, in my nation, let it be totally, absolutely annihilated, eliminated forever, without remedy. Come on, put your hands together and declare it. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 26 and 27.
You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied.
He didn't say you will be broke. He didn't say you will lack. And he didn't say you will be hungry. For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything good. Somebody lift up and say, the Lord is my shepherd. And I declare I will not lack. nor want for anything good. Say, because the Lord is my shepherd, I will lack nothing and I will want nothing. You believe it? Put your hands together and scream. Go ahead.
You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord.
Say,
your
I will
God.
Praise the name of the Lord all the days of my life. I will praise the name of the Lord.
Who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame.
My people shall what?
Never be put to shame.
My people shall what?
Never be put to
Come
shame.
Come on, is that in your Bible? My people shall what?
Never be put to shame.
I will praise you, Lord. With every breath that I take, I will praise you, Lord. The promise I made when eternity ends and starts over again, even then I will praise you, Lord. Amen. Look at verse 27.
Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
He said, I will do this to make a statement and a proclamation to all, that men may know and that men and women will take note of this one thing, that I am in the midst of my people. The Lord is in the midst of us and is mighty and terrible. He's fearful in praise. When we praise him, we make him fearful. And he does wondrous things. Go ahead.
I am the Lord your God, and there is no other.
He said, I am. I am. I am. I am Adonai. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am the Almighty. There is none beside me. Who is he? Who is he that compares himself to I am? Where were you when I said, let there be light in the beginning, and there was light? Where were you when the light appeared in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not? Where was your logic and your philosophy and your intelligence? Where were you when I commanded the waters of the earth to gather themselves in one place and place a perpetual decree upon the waters of the earth never to invade or to come to the land? Where were you when I separated the sun from the moon and the stars of heaven and the constellations? Where were you when I commanded the abundance of the waters to produce fish? Where were you when I created the beasts of the fields, the hills and the mountains? Where were you when I breathed into dust and it became a living soul? Where were you? Verse 27.
I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame.
Again. The same thing in 26, he repeats it in 27. When God repeats something more than once, he means it. He means it. My people will never be ashamed. Is that what he says? Will never. Is that what he says?
Shall.
They will never.
They shall never.
Shall never
be put to shame.
That means anyone that is determined to shame you, to embarrass you, and to bring you down, such a person is a curse. Such a person does not exist and will not exist henceforth, from today, forever. To look at sin. Ayalaku to Kansila. Let no man stand in defiance of you, Lord. Talaka sala wahasa. Psalm 25, verse 2 and 3.
Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause.
Yeah, I trust in you, Lord. I don't know where your trust is, but you see, so many people trust in material things. They put their trust in money, in men, in position. May I please submit to you trust in the Lord. For cursed is everyone that trusteth in a man. Cursed is anyone that put his trust in the arm of flesh. The other day, the psalmist says, some trust in chariots and others in horses. But we shall remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth therein, and they are saved. Come on, put your hands together and say amen. Give me 1 Peter 2:6.
Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone.
Zion is the church.
Mm-hmm. Elect, precious. Mm-hmm. And he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.
Is there any believer here? Is there anyone here who believes in him? It doesn't matter what your past was or is, and what you did wrong yesterday or today. Look at God's response to your past. Give me Isaiah 43:25-26. Quickly. Isaiah 43:25.
Even I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake.
God said, I'm doing this for my sake, not for your sake, for my sake. Uh-huh.
And will not remember thy sins.
God said, I'm doing it to the point where I can't even remember.
Put me in remembrance. Let us please.
He said,
together.
I will not remember, but put me in remembrance. Remind me that I said I'm not holding it against you.
Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
He said, declare what I have said and what I have done. Let the redeemer of the Lord, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, do what? Say so. Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You got to say so. We don't overcome by the blood alone, but it's by the blood of the Lamb and by what we say, the word of our testimony. Psalm 103:12.
As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us.
You see again what he said about transgression. In violation of God's law and judgment. He said, as far as what?
The east is from the west.
Have I removed your transgression from you. Stop bringing it up. Silence the enemy. Tell him, how dare you? I hold you in contempt of the law of God and of the courts of heaven. You have no rights. Objection overruled on the account of the blood of Jesus. You are forever silenced and discredited. Let not your voice be heard. I prayed some prayer last night about 3 a.m. and I was shocked at myself. I didn't know where the utterance came from. And I can't remember them because I didn't premeditate it and plan it. But the utterance and the unction and the courage and the boldness came. And I prayed some prayers to the point where I said, Oh Lord. Let them forever be forgotten, and they in their house from the face of the earth. And let there be no remedy for them, and let there be no mercy that shall be credited to their account or to their children, their household, or anything that is related to their name forever. Matula kusala. Tileji tukusun kefan kasalang wahasindu kusin alumbu kasilimi taya. This world then is full of wickedness. There are wicked people and evil in this world. Stand on your feet. Lift up your hands. For he has done great things. Lift it up, lift it up. Everybody sing it now. Open your mouth, say it. lifted up, everybody. Jesus, from now to the end of 2025 and beyond, any element of surprise attack and any event that have been prearranged or pre-planned to sabotage my destiny, this house and this nation, in the womb of time, by air, by land, by water, within and without, say in the name of Jesus, I intercept and command the opposite. Put your hands together. Intercept it and command the opposite. Let it be intercepted and let the opposite occur. Open your mouth at home. Get up from the bed, from the sofa, from where you are standing or sitting. Walk around. Declare it on authority. From now to the end of the year and beyond, any pre-planned and arranged attack, element of surprise or event that has been cooked and programmed in the womb of time to sabotage your destiny, this house, your loved ones, and this nation, let it be intercepted and let the opposite occur. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Say, I intercept, I command the opposite. I intercept, I command the opposite. Put your hands down, open your mouth. Come on.
We know you are blessed by that word of God, and look forward to you joining the messages of the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams again. For more information on our events, books, and messages, please visit NDW Ministries online at www.ndwministries.org or call our offices on +1 877 361 5111. Once again, thank you for joining the Archbishop today, and may you continue to experience the life-transforming power of God's blessings.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.